So I'm going to give you guys a choice. We could tackle the Shach and Yud Aleph and the Taz and Dalet. It's like one sugya. Or we can clarify a few things from, add a few more points in from yesterday's shiur, which are Yediyas. One of them. So either we can get confused in Yud Aleph and Dalet, or we can get confused in what we did before. Those are the two choices. Which one would you prefer to be more confused about? I think that's the question. That's one way of saying the question. Right. I'm going to go right there unless there's other Madaf comes for me to talk about yesterday more. So, yesterday.
I was.
What?
I think I was mad.
Yesterday, Spitzer. Either way, I can guarantee you, at the end of the show, you'll be confused. Either way. Okay. Weiter, you want to go weiter? Weiter and weiter. Yesterday. Weiter. Okay. Right, that's what I thought. Okay. Okay, so let's wade into this sugya of the Kedera. Okay, so the Mechaber says, so if there's not Samach, so there's everything, it becomes impossible to call the Raisa, and there's Isra HaNoah, even on the Kedera. Okay? So the Kedera becomes also HaNoah as well, but you're allowed to use it for Paris, Sidon, Kibush, and the head of Megufa Isra. Because you're not being the head of Megufa Isra. So that's a very difficult to understand exactly, make up your mind. Is it also a Zermotr? Using the kli to hold something is a form of hanoah. Harris is what? Yes, it's a form of hanoah, but the bliya doesn't benefit for the hanoah. So this is not the kedera. This is the bliya and the kedera. So the kedera itself is going to be mutter b'hanoah. So the lashon of the kedera being usur is difficult to sort of the stomach a little bit. Okay, now is it shaykh to argue that the kedera itself becomes betzim isur? Do you say on the Kedera? Right. So Betzim, the Shach was Muramis to this. So let's just take a look at that for a little bit. So in Tzadik Ches, at the end of Sif Hei, okay, so he deals with the halacha of no, it's a CCFA. It's not a CSA. So you told me kids have a belia sister in a calf. That sounds similar to your thoughts. If you do a kamahu iser in sifay, sadik has said. If you do a kamahu iser regarding calf chadasha, I know I used it this morning for X amounts of iser. The person stirred a pot which had X amount of ounces in it, and he realized afterwards that was trefa food. Or whatever blias in the spoon until we're already old. So those blias are not going to become usur. Ubala kazayis chalev, and absorb the kazayis of chalev. So you need to move out the shear of a kazayas, because that's the amount that it is belayah. So that's the Ramah. Vlarminan gabi kli, ktikonas is nevela. I hold by Shari Surim, according to the Ramah, you say ktikonas nevela. So the karchelev, which is absorbed into the kli should become an avela. The kli doesn't become an avela. The kli is a pot which holds the avela. So the kaf is holding the avela, or it's holding chelev, right? I feel in the nearby yisur. Even though you use the spoon to stir yisur in it, so there's a kazayas of chelev in it. But you don't say the whole spoon, which is larger than a kazayas, is becomes yisur. That's pretty refarious so far. Right? The kli itself does not become us. But if there's a it's a used spoon and it's a bas yama, so there's belias in the spoon. So then everything becomes iser. Okay. And some say no, there's no din of Belias becoming Yisr, because you don't say Nas Nevel on a Belias. That's the sheet of the Ramban, right? So far, no Gresa Kedush. It's not the Ramban Vayit. That we say that a bliya does become nevela. So the Mechaber brought the two shitas. Whether you say din of nasa nevela on bliyas, the Iker sheet the Mechaber says first. Then he says, well, yesh shayimrim, mishayimrim, it's not like that. So again, the Mechaber is putting down the Iker sheet as a stam, and the second sheet is yesh shayimrim. He's machriya like the stam, and the Ramah says, and that Iker Taka like the first shita that you say nas nevela even a bliya. That's not the truth. That's not the chiluk. Rak ben kli cheres the shar kli. And Mordechai comes along and says it depends what type of kli you're talking about. The kli cheres the afshel hafer to Israel yede hagola. I mean a kli nas nevela. You can't. There's no din of hagola on kli cheres. Because I'll say that the Torah means kli cheres. Torah says that when you would cook, use the kalim in the base of mikdash to cook the kachim, so you have a problem that the belias become nicer, and eventually you have a problem with your kalim. So the Torah says kli cheres, if you use the kli cheres to cook it, you shover, you have to break it, and if it's clean kachis, you do the process of kashering it. Okay, so Chazal say on that the Torah is meida kli cheres shani yotze midei doifim la'olam. That Chazal is telling us that the Torah is Chazal touching up. The Torah is telling us you can't kasher kli cheres. So kli cheres, once the issue goes in, it becomes dovik into the kli. So the kli itself becomes nevel. So that's the Mordechai. Avoloi b'shar kelim. But you don't say the sin of the kli itself becomes nevela by keli, which you can be mafred it. So you're saying it's another way of saying that it's really two things. There's the kli and there's the bliya, and the biggest rise you can remove the bliya. Okay. So that's the Mordechai says. So Pasha's reading of the Mordechai, when Ramah reads the Mordechai, you shy that the kli itself should become iser by kli cheres. Now the kli itself becomes this. Okay. The Shach says that
I guess I'm not sure.
But now the Sukkot and Chavaluf. He says like this. It's about three, four lines in. Near the Dafka B'Kli Yashin Kamer. This, wherever the sheet is, inshallah, is it the Mordechai? Is it the Rashba? It's the Mordechai. Fine. And there was a Girsa which had it with the Rashba. So the Shach and Simkan Chavaluf. Dafka B'Kli Yashin Kamer. Ach, Yav B'Kli Chadosh. Nobody in their right mind can contemplate that the cheres itself, it's not food. So when it comes to the vela, it gets dini yisr on it, the cheres itself. Okay, so he says no. Mordechai means the case was a kli cheres yoshon. Kli cheres yoshon. So now there's blias in there, and now comes in this new. It comes in iser. So the Yitzchak is going to ask for the Blias. Well, those Blias are bound to the Kli because you can't get them out. So even though I say normally by Blias, not Nasa's Nebela, according to the Ramban, but over here, got to be Machmer. That's how he understands it. Come the year, but Yeshana Yesh Lahakber Kois and Apostim, and Machab Klon, the Nasa Nevela, who but Dabash Yesh Lahat to Magala, Lerman is the Saves of Hashan Hablua boy Nasa Nevela, has some Ruba, Kigalesh the Hokka, Kapoiskin, the Bishal Eights of Dekha, Lerman and Nasa Nevela. So the Mice are like this, Zakhtar Shach. The Rabban, the Maisa says you don't say Nasa Nevela by Belius. So I'm willing to be Paskin by Hefsim Meruba by that you can send back on the Rabban by Kli Eitz and Kli Matachas where Hagolah is Shaykh. Okay, so we have the Mechos in the Shach and the Ramah is a Shaykh, a Havana that Shaykh did Nasa Nebela on the Kli itself. So the Shach says not Shach such a Metzias. So the Ramah very clearly holds that Shach such a Metzias, at least with Kli Cheres, that the Kli itself becomes this. Interesting. Step number one. Okay? And then Agav, he discusses back to this Ramban, how do we pass on the Ramban? The Shach holds that it's not Shach on the Guf HaKeres that it should come the Vela. So obviously we're talking about Blias. So then we're back to so what's the difference between Matechis and Cheres? The Blias or Blias? Mm-hmm. Says no, that much there's a Swara, which I would love to tell you I could be Masbrit, but I never understood it. This is an Alta Kasha from like a lot of years ago. That Dovrish Yevshal Hafrid, so the Swar of Nasa Nevela seems to be a stronger Swar. I'm not sure exactly why. But okay. Halacha Lemaisa. That by Matechis Yashan, he says on the Blias, you don't say Nasa Nevela in Hefsa Meruba. Now, it's a difference between Basar Bacholim and Shari Surim, because Basar Bacholim is the rice and Shari Surim is the Rabbanon. So that already, there's a deal over here. That actually, the Shemagadim learns up that this is from Basar Bacholim. You need to have some ruba. Your matzer by Matekis. Hear me out. That by. By Basa B'Cholov, where the issue of Nasa Nevela is in the derisives. So your machmer by Matechis, it's only once by Hesem Meruba, you're semachron the Rabban. The Kecher, you're not matter at all. But by Shari Surim, by Matechis, you're matter even without Hesem Meruba, even just Hesed. And the Kecher, you're matter by Hesem Meruba. That's how the Brima Gadim learns up. So Gabi Nasa Nevela by Shari Surim for Ashkenazim, which you hold Nasa Nevela by Shari Surim, but Malkam Hesed, by Matechis, you don't say it. By Hesem Meruba, Kecher, you don't say it either. Okay. Yidia, Cheshuva, Tishalatzma. We'll get to that. We'll talk about it some more. But okay. But they are arguing that the Shach cannot dream such a Messiah that the Kli itself is Isser. And the Ramah seems to be comfortable saying that the Kli itself is Shach, a concept of Isser, at least by Kli Cheres. Okay. So now. So that the Shach and Sivkot and Tess, when he gives a marmok and Sadiches Sivhei, so the Prima Golem says he's been monogamous to this discussion over here of this discussion over here. The Shir Nas is the Vela, the Gabi, we're saying the Gabi, the Blias. Applying it to different Matechis, Eitz, etc. Okay. Now, we're saying over here that the Kedera is also Bahanoah. So, why? Because it has Isser in it. Now, if the Isser, if you're not being the header from the Isser in any way, shape, or form, why should it be also Bahanoah? So you tell me that the Kedera itself is problematic. I have to understand why should the Kedera itself be problematic. And that's what the Mechaber said, right there. You can use the Kedera itself for Paris or for Tzayna. Okay. Which the chorus not bets him also, but no. There's a sugya of Gemara in Avodah Zara, on Lamed Beis. Does Dalum see that Gemara over there? What? Other side of Gemara? Lamed Beis on Beis. Lamed Beis on Aleph. Okay. So the Mishnah says on Chav Tes Amud Beis, it goes a whole list of things which are Osir Isuri Anoa from the Akum, Hayayin Rachaymitz, etc. A whole list of things. So one of these is called Cheres Hadrion, Hadrian Cheres. Okay, so Harris Hadrioni was, they came up with this idea of how to, where Rashi learns, they came up with this idea how to transport wine over long distances in a solid form. This Harris was able to absorb a large amount of wine. You'd break it into, you'd, I don't know how they got it in, they cooked it, whatever they did. You break it to pieces, you carry it to pieces, you get to where you want to go, you take the thing, you stick it in water, and out comes the wine, and you would get wine, you'd make wine out of the Cheres HaDiyonis. So now the wine is Yayin Nesef, so it's Asur B'Hanoah. So there's an Isur HaNoah on the Cheres HaDiyonis. You can't have HaNoah from the Cheres itself. There's an Isur HaNoah, well, the Mishnah already said you can't have HaNoah from the wine. Okay? Hayayin. Ba'choymitz. The Cheres HaDiyonis. So what are you asking in the Cheres HaDiyonis? What are you asking? You're asking the Cheres HaDiyonis. Well, the Cheres isn't the Isur, it's the wine which is in there, which is the Isur. Okay. What? Okay. So. So the more explains how you did it. Exactly the Gansa Maisa. So where I want to like this. Iboru lehu mal lismach behen kari hamit. So where wants to know, I want to take this Cheres HaDiyonis and I want to use it to, my bed is a little bit shaky, so I have a great idea. I'll put a piece of Cheres underneath and it'll raise the bed. Now the bed's not going up and down. So being the henna from the Cheres, the wine really doesn't really do anything for you, but I mean the henna from the Cheres. Right? But the more doesn't say that. The more it says a phrase, shori or osir. The more it says, we pass and let it's osir. Okay. Then the Mora brings a raya from a case of so there's idea of right to kima yad avaracher. Okay. So Rashi says, what is yad avaracher? The Yisrael right to bekima shal yain nesach v'lo bishviloi el b'lishil acheres b'lismicha. Now. Why I want the wine? Let's say, because the wine binds, I made the case easy, the wine binds to the Cheres, however it works. So the Cheres functions as a good Cheres because the wine's there. So I'm not being the henna from the wine at the end of the day, because I'm being the henna from the Cheres. But I want the wine to be there, because if I don't have the wine, I don't have the Cheres. So that we understand, you're not being the henna from the wine. So what's the more shayla? The case has to be that the wine is not really strengthening the Cheres. But why in the world do you keep this stupid Cheres around? Because of the wine. Nobody keeps a piece of Cheres around, a piece of Cheres. I don't slap around pieces of Cheres. So it comes out the reason why the Cheres is here in this world is only because of the wine. So he says, I mean, I'm benefiting from the wine when I use the Cheres. That's the more sharp. Okay? So the Retzuk came out the Leverach. So it's awesome. So. I got a halacha shayla like this. So there's an Isser, I'm not being the henna directly from the Isser HaNoah. The Isser HaNoah is being gurum to make something available to me which I'm benefiting from. That's also called right to be human, it's a problem. So the Paiskim grapple with this right to be human, how far you take it. So I had the following shayla. The person wants to work a young man who worked as the checkout boy in the supermarket. Giant. The giant was still here. So was gorgeous. They sold comments. Was he allowed to work? Call him my pace. There's going to be goyim working in there. He needed the money. That wasn't the issue. Okay. Besides, he was chalamoid working chalamoid. He was allowed to work chalamoid. Right. He's going to lose his job. He's going to rovid. Whatever it had to work. So now comes in Mrs. Flanagan, and Mrs. Flanagan buys her
now to work the
now bag of noodles.
Either
so comes along Yankel, and Yankel picks up the bag and puts it in the bag. It's not his. It's not being handed from the chometz. But for the moment he picks up that chometz until he puts it into the bag, here's the only thing that happened at a chometz. He has to pay for it if something happens. So he's ready to be kiyumai. Is that also? So Kedara presents the case over there. Can I let a goy use my kederis and Pesach? Because when you, and he's going to put my chometz in it. Now, when he's putting chometz in it, I'm not getting any better from the chometz. But the mice, when you're cooking a pot and you don't have anything in it, and it boils out, your pot's going to get damaged. So you're right to be kiyumai with the chometz, the halacha says, because otherwise your pot's going to get damaged. So I'm not really directly benefiting from the chometz, but I want the chometz to exist, otherwise I won't, I might get damaged, my pot's back damaged. I really couldn't care less what the guy cooks in it. I couldn't care if he doesn't cook in it at all. But I do care if he does cook in it, that he should put it in his chometz, that it shouldn't burn out. So it's called right to be kiyumai, so it's osur. So there's, in that case is osur. So that was the shiloh which the young man asked me, he says, is there any problem with me working on Kolomoid and Giant when I'm handling the Kolomoid? That was his question. He wasn't familiar with the singing of Retzu Kiyomai, but that was the Lomas of the Shah, the Retzu Kiyomai. The person deal with it in a different Nusuch. So you go to the Rebbe, right? The Rebbe gives a Yud Beis Chalos. The high Rebbe gives a Yud Beis Chalos. Right. So, comes Pesach. So the minhag by some chassidim is you're not going to eat it. You keep it in the freezer, and every Shabbos Friday night you pull it out and you make chametz on that. You don't cut it. You put it back in the freezer. You use the other challah with it. Comes Pesach in that book. The guy has what to do with his Rebbe Shachar scholars. So he wants to sell it to the goy. Now, why isn't there a problem you sell the chametz to the goy that you really want to be kiyumai? I really would like very much that the goy should not get rid of my chametz. Well, he's committed to pay for it. So, I really don't care if it's this flower or that flower, as long as it's flower. Gavin has done, I'm not right to be kiyumai of the chametz, but over here I want him to keep this. I want him to keep this Yudai's chalas in the heck, because I want it back afterwards. So they asked the Charlotte it wasn't refrigeration. They asked the Charlotte to the Avdenezer. Avdenezer says, I guess they're putting it in ice, how they were doing it. He says, once you tell the guy, it doesn't have the Kedusha of the Rebbe anymore anyway, so it's a waste of time. The Charlotte's not in the gale away. That's what the answer. But the Shiloh was also the right to the Kiyomai. I want this chometz to stay intact over Pesach. So, one time we were having this discussion, somebody says, so well, let's say the goy eats, let's say the goy uses the chometz over Pesach. It's his chometz. So I don't really mind, he's going to pay for it. Let's say I'm a baker. Right, I'm Ben Yehud, right? So we do a raffle, right? The first pizza, Motzi Pesach, right? So now they actually do it for Stockholm. I think the first year they did it just for shtick. I don't know, right? So now comes this man. The guy says, "Want to buy back?" He says, "No, I ate it all. I'm willing to pay you for it." He says, "No! I need flour right now. I don't want you to give me money. There's no flour available." Now what? It starts to be kiyum. I want flour. I don't want you to buy. Theoretically, you eat the thing, you pay me money. What's the problem? You know, you have a bottle of whiskey, but in other words, that was his child. There's a Catholic called right to the kiyum. So how far do you have this? I'm not directly being the header from it. But so is this? There's such a concept as the kumah by shari soon. So by Pesach, the Torah asks by yirah such a concept. Is this a general klali? The more pronounced is over here, where there's no iser by yirah by yamotzeh. Over here, there's just an iser of hanoah. I mean, the header from the fact that there's some existence, some existence. Step number one. Step number two. We need to translate the word iser hanoah, because iser hanoah is a very translate iser hanoah, please.
On the one hand,
is the word hanoah pleasure or benefit? Yeah. That's the question. That's a very important question. What?
What does pleasure mean?
What?
What does pleasure mean?
What? Right? So, so I'm going to translate benefit. You see, I'm a dirty Jew, and benefit means money. There's some financial value to it. Okay, so now, so there's a halacha in Hilchos Pesach that I cannot feed chametz to a kelach shel hefker. All right, so Shabbos, why not? What's the problem with fitting? So this is the Diyan over there. So there's two Malachim. The Mishbura would bring to the Bush says, because you're enjoying the fact that the guy's eating the dog. Even though you have no responsibility to feed it, it's your dog, I understand. You got to feed it. You're getting a benefit out of the comments. You're saving money. All right, but am I getting a benefit out of it? I'm getting pleasure. I'm an animal lover, and I just love the fact that the dog is eating this comments, and it makes me so happy. Right? It makes my day. I can't put a dollar and cent sign on that. Right? But that doesn't make a difference, because I'm being the Hannah from the fact. But a general definition of Isra Noah and Kultur Akula means benefit, not pleasure.
The reason we can't put a dollar and cent sign on
I mean, I might be talking a guy who's willing to pay for that, so that's not me. But the average person, we're assuming, was not. They weren't animal lovers enough to buy food to give to the dogs. You know, like nowadays we have people do that, right? No. All right, but the Chayyadim says the problem is where to be kiyumah. I have this comment, I have to get rid of it. I don't want to get rid of it. I want it to exist because I want to feed the dog. So it's the problem is where to be kiyumah. The problem is not being the henna, benefiting from it, because there's no benefit out of it. It's not a whole lot of but it's the where to be kiyumah. You introduced this musig that getting some usage out of it. Then the question is, where does it apply? Calls the Achnas. Moshe Chaim gave a shir in it once, right?
It's a big shir.
Yeah.
Some other etiquette that we find is that one thing that exists, so I can make money.
Right.
Like Ma'aka Klayim, right? That one is also I want. But if I didn't pay for Ma'aka Klayim,
so I have a little. I want Klayim to exist.
So, but then I'm trying to destroy it. So how do you look at it? You want to look at the subject, right?
Right.
Here, just because you want the other day's house to be in the world.
In other words, if the tornado would come right now and rip out all the Klayim, I'd be very upset.
I'd be out of a job.
Right. Out of a job. Right. So, I want the Klayim to exist. But I'm not being the head of the Klayim, I'm destroying Klayim. Right. Okay. Right, so I'm feeding it to the dog. So I'm doing that in order to get the usage out of it.
Right, but the case where the guy is holding on to another place, it's just a plain rate to the kuma, it's not attached to any maisa.
Just because you want something to exist, it's not called a schema, I have to actually do something for you. We have all kinds of wills, and we want world peace, right? It's the elements. It's not called a law.
So, what's the last question? You cannot feed comments to a happy dog, and that means there is some.
I have no idea, but it's all true that I know.
So, we're defining Hanoah as pleasure? What was the last one?
So is that you saw the shot, this marshal over here that the Taz quotes, right? You can't feed this boss of Bacol to the Kelly, even shall have to. Right? And the Ramah brings it down, you know, etc. There's such a din. So I'm getting off where I wanted to go. So on this Gemara over here, there's this little Tosfos over here, and the rest of the Kiman getting double Acher B'Ktani Aser. So the Gemara brings a Raya, and Tosfos is going to grapple with how to learn up the Sugya of Gemara, and he has two Pshatim in the Gemara. Between the two Pshatim, it basically comes down to that one way we look at the Kli itself becomes Aser. Because there's Yai Nesach in it, the Kli itself becomes, there's Isurin on it, the Kli itself becomes also. And that's the Pshat, this Rosh HaBikiyumai concept. The Kankanim, because the more I ask the Kasha Rosh HaBikiyumai from a case of where about a Kli, using the Kli, so the Belius and the Kli, and there's food in the Kli, one is one with the other. So, according to one shot, Tosfos has a chesh for the Gemara that attack of the Kli itself, the fact that there's beliefs in it, the Kli itself does not become Aser. According to one shot, the Kli itself does become Aser. By Isurian, calls on this beliefs in it. That's a two shot here in the Tosfos. By Isurian, no. Tosfos at the end, the fear says, "Nasha, the man, the osir, osir, kol roitz, the bekumen, the kol tshum tashmish, the pasen the mandomer, the ficha, hil yesh preskim the tzarich lizar shlo nasa shum tashmish bekelam bluim chametz bepesach, shum na bekuyetz bekumah yana yaver acher." The mice said, "There's chametz in the walls, and because what calls I want the Kli to exist," so he says, "I want the chametz, which is in the walls, to exist. So by using the Kli, I want the Kli to exist. It means I'm saying I want the chametz. That's a problem." Okay. He says, "Oh, there ain't another Ben Tam." He says, "But since the issue is only blia, le mitzvah no, we can't pass the middle time. The kedayr is a blues. He bossed the mecholav. I think he's bossed the mutter. The hossim esechem dover yavish kagoyin tzvua." So that's our din over here. So the blias don't shop a din on the kli itself. You want the kli to exist, and Mela, you kilo accepting you want the blias to exist, because the blias right now, because when you don't remove them, are going to have to exist. The kli to exist. So Hasis, in some way, the idea of the blias existing is helping you have your kli. And Mela is called. No, that's not a problem. Okay. Now, let's learn a little bit of this Taz. Okay. So the Kli is not the problem. The Kli Machaber, the Kli itself is better much. The fact that there's Blias in there doesn't make you kill being the head from the Blias when you're using the Kli. The Kli itself is not also. At the only place you said that the Kli becomes the Isser itself is Kli Klaris called the Mordechai, which we don't pass Kalant. Okay, what's the problem? That there's a concept of Roitz B'Kiyumai, which according to one Mahalach means that the Bli is in the. I want the Kli because I want to use the Kli. But the Kli and the Bli is right now are package deal. So it comes out that, in a certain sense, when I'm using the Kli, I'm saying that the Bli is. If I decided to keep the Blias, I get my Kli. So my Kli is helping me, that's coping the hand from the Blias. We don't say that. Tyson the said, "You do say that." So we don't, the Makara says, "You can use the repairs this time." Okay, now, Kosim Tereskantus, Klau Pehei, the Thousand Dalin, Shari Dura, Kosim Daaf, Kamen Lokov, by Roish, Alas, Shari Dwarm, Shane and Sarah, Hila, Vishtia, Mutter, Vahaki Nagu, Veloi Kamordechai, Perakim Aminim, Dosi Shtamish, Medavar Lach, says, so that you can use the Kli, even for Kamen, you can use the Kli. Even though it's that now already, it's not just that there are blias in the wall, the blias are going out into the water, but I'm not getting any benefit from the blias. There are low my level, I'm married, and what I'm using for the shampoo, and nowadays shampoo has a boss of b'cholav in it, the pocket considered a milo. There are certain shampoos that are boss of b'cholav, right? But the vice versa, they didn't know that. They didn't have strawberry flavored shampoos either. right? So they didn't hold having the bosa b'cholav and the shampoo makes the shampoo better, right? Now when I say chveis, the shvat halacha would be, but then but most people aren't heating up water in their pots to shampoo their hair anyway. So, okay, so it's mutter, no problem. The mitzvah, the kli, I just told you can use the kli for whatever you want. You can use it for payrus or betzayin. So you can use it for hat also, as long as you're not being the henna from the blius. So the only problem is the blius, not the kli itself. The Mordechai says no. You can't use it for davar lach. Now, if it's a problem, the kli itself, you can't use it for anything. So the Mordechai's problem with the davar lach needs to be, you have to say what the problem with the davar lach is. Because of it, comes the Taurus Gatis and says, let's take it a step further. Then now that I told you that the kli is not the problem, the only problem is the blius. If he's a yeshol gam ken him nesra kaderi mi bosa b'cholov lach meis meis bishlo boy Michael elishar lahashit to me kaderi lenor. There's no benefit. It's to me meis leis. It's a tam pogum. So mitzad iser avachila. It's not osir. Elamai, what you're being the henna from the blius? Not being the henna from the blius. It's a tam pogum. So I don't have to do anything. Because you're passing Marai. The Marai says that you have to be mashlich to make a day of Lenore. He says, no, you don't have to do that. Okay. The Marai, by the way, is a Trum Sedeshin. Which I never figured out why he's called the Marai, because his name was Yisrael Isserlin. So he ends up being. But the Marie Avuav is called the Marai, it's the Re Avuav, so he's Yud Aleph. So I think the reason why they call him the Marai and not the Marie, because he's like the Marie Avuav then. So they put the Israel in Yisrael. They flipped it around. His name is. I mean, that's my always like was my theory because the only way I can figure it out. Whenever you see the quote, this it says, "You're Aleph." It's Maria Avuav who wrote a Pirush on the Torah. Marai is referring to the Shul Sedeshin. Now, if you've seen the Malbim and Chumash quoting the Maria Yud Aleph, it means Rizka Bar Benel. That's a different conversation, you know. So I remember the first time I saw the Malbim says, "Wow, he's quoting a Maria Avuav," and. In Chumash, what's the name of the Chumash? And I chopped afterwards. Oh, it's a Barbanel, Shkoyach Rangel, you know. Okay. So the Trum Sedeshin wrote a lot of things. Trum Sedeshin wrote Trum Sedeshin. Trum Sedeshin wrote the Gosh Aridura. Trum Sedeshin also wrote a Sefer called Shorim from the Trum Sedeshin. So this statement over here is found actually in the Gosh Aridura and is also found in his Shorim, I think. Okay. So Dr. Rochelle Perkalabos is a member of Kalakal Ramah. He says no, he's wrong. Kilonogo Lochim Aloyga Baalma Loch of Rosh. Alumai Mariam Lashum Michael Mishta. So we didn't allow you to use mine which are right for Khil and Shtia. Because the loyga ma'aseh has all the stuff in it, you're not going to eat it, you're not going to drink it. It's not roy for a chilin shtiyah. Okay.
We said that already.
So this argument that he's saying that you don't need to address the mekadeira is what you're telling me that you're allowed to cook common in it, even though the bleers are coming out. You're allowed to do that. So then, obviously, you're telling me you're not worried about. The issue of the Gemek Kedera, because if you would be, we're not going to allow you the Chachila to cook it all relying on the fact that you're going to then throw it out. The Mimash of the Kedera afterwards. If you're Mukhid the Mimash of the Gemek Kedera afterwards, we're not going to allow you the Chachila to do it al smat that you're going to remember to do that. And that's what did in the beginning of Tzadi Aleph. The beginning of Tzadi Aleph, which really is relevant over here, but just. So the
they're sitting peacefully together. There are a lot of Jewish families, but they're big nations.
So in Sadi Al-Sibbeis, So it says, Basa Gemina, which touched each other, their mutter, but you have to be Madiach. Okay? Then he says, the Mechaber says, the Bey, he's Komina, the Boyadocha, putting Basar, Heter, Tsinan, Bekarshal, his Tsinan. Also, the Chachila, Dilma Ocha, Boyadocha. We're not going to allow you to do the Chachila because it's only mutter if you do Adocha. We're afraid you're going to have to do Adocha. But the mabush the lavar can be a doch. It's already cooked. You don't wash it, but raw meat the derech was to wash. So I'm not worried you're going to forget to wash it because the derech is to wash it. So that's how the aleph said base. I mean the urche be a doch can boss a chav. You have to make sure fine. And that that the Taz brings that the Yisoid is built on Mechaber brings it back in Simon Bates. Okay. Okay. That this you saw that doing something is chachila, relying on the fact that you're going to fix it up afterwards and make it mutter. You know, I'll do the chachila. In fact, you're not going to do the tikkun. Okay. Because there's this being the hander from the bleas. Right.
The actual thing is going to mutter.
I understand, but I'm not allowed to use it until I told to make a deira. So I'm not allowed to use it lechatchila, relying on throughout to make a deira, because I might forget to throw out to make a deira and use it without it. So the loiga, since it's not, there's no meichel in it, you're not going to eat it, so there's no handoff from the blias.
Rashi says, he didn't even give him gold or silver. What? Throwing it to make there sounds like that. How do you make sure you're not done it from the bleeders?
Okay, let's. I told you we're going to be confused by the end of the day. Okay, I promise you. Okay. Okay, start with the Mea Kadeir, Lenore, Adkan, Lashon, and Marshall. So everything else is Osir because the only way it's Mutter is being Mashik to make Kadeir. And therefore it's also the Chachilah because you might forget to be Mashik to make Kadeir. But over here, by Loiga, you don't have Mashik to make Kadeir. But everything else, the only way you can use it is being Mashik to make Kadeir or Lenore. Okay. Kozab Kadeir Shinesra, that's all talking about the Kadeir. Now, he goes over to this. I want to go to see the Shach, parallels this. He really talks about the din of the Michael. Michael, Shinesra, Kozab Bisham, had the Michael being Nesra in a case where it was Ben Yoimai. Right? Nesra, Kozab Bisham, had the Ordok, Rochelle, with the Tarascal, the Sarkal, Ashlikoi, Dafka, the Besakise, of all the things, Kelab, Afilo, and Kelab Shaloi. Okay. Zog the Shach. You know, call us about if you look there. Because there is Zuru, but goes to Shri, Saif, Mesel, the Vodis Chavim, the Imbishal, Boach, Akach, Kashen, Bas Yemai, Yashik, to make there, Lenore, but Michael Mutter. So even by Yenab and Yermo, he says you have to mash to make there. And then the Michael is Mutter. Okay? Save it to Ben Yermoi. So your mamash putting a blias of isser in it, it's not samach, so it's also mamash. So if any ben yomoi mitzad the isser of tam, it's not a problem. But there's still a nehenna taking place. So mele you have to mashal to make kedera. Because of the marai you have to mashal to make kedera. Rabbi Tarskat is called pehei cholakozeh. Kedas is beheter, marshal is beheter, shloim is beher kolaboser, simen vav cholak alav b'dachar b'yos. So the basically has a quote that there's a rua, and the customer goes Shri Perbasa Bazar Kadera Shri Bishop Babosa Bakalabim Shu Bishop by Hatter Osa Bahila. Elbishana Bas Yama. The Sir Hanoi and the Kalbin Bas Yama Shana Bas Yama. Bin Bas Yama Kalamai Khalas. Bless the cancer. And by Yom Yashu to make there in the north. So now that the girl Sashri quotes the Zeruah says this Kedera, which had was used for Basa B'cholav in a way which is Osir, so even the Tzeni Ben Yomai, the food is going to be Osir because by Yisrael, no, and there's no Chilum Tim Bas Yomai L'shena Bas Yomai. So he doesn't mean Altis Isser Achila because Tzeni Ben Yomai. And the base here is a quote, like this, a partial number partial to him. But Yosef's Shita is in Hilchos Pesach that Nosh Tam of Gam is Mutter by Chomus by Pesach. Is that it? It's a Sarana. So this statement that he says that Isra Noah is going to be problematic doesn't mean Mitzad the Isra Achila, Nosh Tam of Gam. He's saying you're still benefiting from the Bliya. So you have to pay, you have to be Masha Demei, the Domin is the problem. So the Shaila is, like, what exactly is the value of this Domin over here that you're throwing to the, in, into the Nor? The food doesn't taste any better, the food tastes worse. It's like, Grace of Glickin over here. Right? What exactly, what's your benefit from this that you're on? The food's also to use until you do this mice of pigeon of taking away the benefit by throwing the money away, so you end up getting benefit and gain any money.
You say you could feed to a dog?
What?
Maybe saying you could feed to a dog?
I'm eating the food. Anybody, I cooked chametz and Pesach. It's Pesach like a food, right? And now, according to Machaber, I cooked it in a chametz pot, which is clean, and it's Ben Yomai. So the food is more to eat.
You don't want to eat it because it's gum.
What do you mean? No, there's no, the gum doesn't mean that the food is pogum. It just means that whatever flavor that that added was a pogum to the flavor. Right? I'm still going to eat it. Come on. I'm not going to forgo my potato cocoa because of a little bit of chametz. Edim and Yama chametz. Remember, also Edim and Yama is also an Osirin basin. But over here, the pot, he made a potato cocoa afterwards in it. So it's oy vey, there's a little bit of Basa B'chol of pogum in it. I'm not going to forgo my food because of it. So what's the benefit over here? So it's a very difficult din. So the Michlas Yaakov over here says that the benefit is like this. The Maisach is out taishtach because the Zerot HaBliyah is going into the pot. So if I have a brand new pot, and my Kli Teres is Taka True, you can see it, and I put, it's never has no Bliyahs in it yet, and I put liquid in it, the amount of liquid will actually diminish because the Zerot HaBliyah will be absorbed into the Kli. Once it's already surveyed from Bleas, that won't happen. And worse will happen is some of the liquid in the pot will go into the wall. Some of the liquid in the wall will come out to the pot, but it won't diminish. So it comes out the Bleas save you for the amount that you're losing by potentially using by having absorbed into the wall. So the fact that there's Bleas of Isser, Bosa B'chol in the walls, are saving that diminishing amount. That's the value that you've gained by having the Bosa B'chol in the walls. That's the amount you have to throw into the north. It's a mahalach. Dimazer, what we're getting over here. Right? But unless you get involved in, now the Erzuru himself, I'll let him hold the hill just to be my labor, and I like to cheat the traces, and it's also then you can't use repairs either. I don't have a problem with that. But don't tell me it's what the repairs. Right? And then but you got a problem with the bleas of the Edim and Yom bleas. So I pushed it I was breaking my head on this. So I found two things. To revival in the Bani Shulchan and the Biurim over here, he says, he asked the Kash on those rules, what's going on over here exactly? What's this? The Loma Ein Lachal Ben Yomer, they said Ben Yomer, Linyan Yisrael Noah. I mean, the Yisrael that Nesin Tamil Gam is also by Yisrael Noah, it doesn't stim. I mean, throughout Tarubas over here, we're not assuming that. We're assuming a Heter Babasa B'chola, which Ben Yomer. She says, Elamai, what? There's a hanoah. There's talking about Israel. Besides Israel, Chila, Taka Beit Hesbeth. Well, the mice, you're benefiting. What's the benefit of having a tampogam in your food? So he asked the Gashu. So he wants to learn up that he's going like the Shita, the Kedera Atzanesra Bahanoah, because it's Lumi Yisuri Hanoah. Like the Yesh Poisim, where Toys rings, and everyone is Zorah, Daflam, and Bezim, and Ahalas. And the Tolna Sukhub, the Retsu Bekim, and the Barakir. And he holds that even Tam Pogum, it's not Kafir Bahalma, it does have a different noise in Tam. But Mitzad, the Bliya Batmusai, still remains Isser. There's a Shaila whether it loses its shame Isser Bechlau, or the Pshad is it can't give a good flavor. But the Mitzad, the Bliya, it's still Bliya of Isser. So it's right to Kim Adever Acher, the Bliya, which is the Bliya of Isser. And then now the Hopad is a problem. That's what's going up in the Zeru. Okay, it's a Mahalach. And a Chanami, you don't perish with the ulcer. That's perish with doses. But you know, we're moving like back and forth between the Zeru's and Ruas, like he's part of the Sugya over here, and part of the conversation. And Mayali is not made to the Nahar. Really? So according to him, why are you using Paris? So Meshitas, then he says, Meshitas Yam Shoshama Bahachin Yonet Sarachir. He says the Paris, you ought to be a Nick with Paris, Kamasana Tais Shama Daf and Vanazor. And his Kim Shamla Ramosh with the Lachama by Maim and Khabib is a Roish. But he says, when you're cooking it, you have to master to make Bishal Anor. He says, being the Chadu day, ask the Kasha, Mashallah Shver, I have no idea how to be Mazarit. Have a good day.